D-Day commemorations were held today in Portsmouth, England, ahead of tomorrow's memorial just across the channel on the beaches of Normandy. President Trump was there today with other world leaders to honor this, the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings. During a ceremony, the president read a prayer that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt delivered on the radio before that massive invasion took place.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity.
NPR's Frank Langfitt is in London. Frank, an incredibly somber day before the day in which so many Allied troops were killed on the beaches of Normandy. And in that landing, they helped liberate Europe from the Nazis. Tell us more about what happened in Portsmouth.
Well, it was interesting, I think, to watch, to see the Queen, Prince Charles, and Donald Trump sitting together in a sort of, at least it's an apolitical context. Obviously, there's been ups and downs between the United Kingdom and the United States, but to see them coming together, you had 300 veterans from the D-Day landings were on hand. Some of them marched out across the stage in their 90s on canes. As they were watching this, they were weeping, and people got up and spoke. Veterans saying we should never forget. And then later, parachutists actually recreated the airdrop into France, flew across the channel. And that was just – that was quite something to see. Remember, this was 75 years ago, but an extraordinary battle and a big turning point in the war.
As we've mentioned elsewhere, you know, the 82nd Airborne was dreamt up, this idea of maybe if we put our troops in parachutes, in airplanes, we can drop them behind enemy lines, and there they were. But some of the tone of these remembrances today seemed a little off to you, we're hearing?
Well, it was actually sort of interesting. It was really drenched in nostalgia, which I guess to some degree we can understand. But at one point there was people came on in period costume dancing. It seemed like a USO review from the 40s, almost like a Broadway review. And I think it almost felt like it might be a little more appropriate for a Victory in Europe commemoration. Let's give a listen.
Yeah.
He was famous jumping man from Chicago way. He had a freakish style that no one else could play.
Okay. Oh, dear. You know, I mean, but for those veterans standing there, this was the music of their day, so maybe
it was. And I'm sure that for them it was very nostalgic. And, of course, people did not know exactly the way the war would go. And it was an extraordinary victory against what was clearly an evil force at work there in Nazi Germany.
This is not supposed to be a political day. It hasn't been in many years. But it can't help but have the whiff of it, I would imagine, this week. There you had President Trump standing in front of a giant image of FDR, who formed this alliance with Canada and Britain to save the continent. Here you have Trump in Britain pushing for Brexit, for leaving an alliance.
Yeah, it's poignant, Robin, in the sense that what they were commemorating is particularly these countries and other allies coming together to invade and free the continent 75 years ago, an extraordinary moment. And yet today we find the West divided. Certainly, I mean, the nations themselves are divided. The United Kingdom and the United States are split. There's populist movements on the continent. And particularly if you look at Brexiteers, if you look at Mr. Trump, they're not they don't like some of these multilateral alliances, the idea of these countries coming together. They want their own countries to be America first, Britain first, that sort of thing. And so there is this sense of fragmentation. So it's a very interesting moment to be watching these images of unity at a time of a lot of division.
Well, and some are seeing in some of these populist movements across the continent, some of the more far-right populist movements, a whiff of Nazism.
There is. The word fascism gets thrown around a lot. In fact, just, gosh, was it yesterday, I was interviewing the mayor of London, who was complaining that he felt President Trump in some of his electoral tactics in the United States was echoing fascist rhetoric from Europe in the 30s and the 40s, which is an extraordinarily strong thing to say, especially coming from the mayor of London. But there is talk of that, and certainly on the continent, you do see things along those lines. So it's not an easy time in the West, and I think also there are challenges to the West from authoritarian nations, at least to the values of the West in terms of free speech, democracy, things of those sorts that we see in the East from authoritarian nations like China and Russia. So it feels like a very unsettled time as we commemorate the D-Day invasion.
And President Trump will be staying the night in Ireland and then off to France for tomorrow's commemorations. NPR's Frank Langfitt in London across the channel. Frank, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Robin.